How dogs boost health and well-being. Dogs can be the centre of our lives and bring us so much joy while asking for nothing in return. For many, they are the one thing that connects them to the outside world, as well as the only one they have to confide in. Much of the time, we have a stronger bond with our dogs than we do with people. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they never judge you, even on your worst days. Dogs can be a massive help when it comes to dealing with mental health issues, and here are a few of the ways they can make life easier. Anxiety. It's a horrible thing to have, and it can leave you feeling crippled with fear at the most seemingly random times. While anxiety and the way it presents itself is different for everyone, there is one thing that stays the same. Hugging your dog releases oxytocin in your body, and this is the hormone that lowers blood pressure, heart rate, and can help you feel calmer. Stroking them has the same effect, giving you the comfort you need to know that everything is going to be okay and that you are not dying. Depression. Like many mental health conditions, depression comes on more of a spectrum than anything, and there are varying levels that people can feel. Much of the time, it leaves us without a routine, motivation, or even the desire to care for ourselves in the most basic way. Your dog will force you into a structured routine where they need to be walked, fed, watered, let outside and played with. Even if you don't feel like caring for yourself, you have to care for them, and the rewarding feeling that comes from it can help boost your mood and get you back on track. Borderline Personality Disorder, BPD. Borderline personality disorder is a grossly misunderstood issue and one that many people battle with on a daily basis. Intense feelings of abandonment, impulsive behaviour and sudden mood swings are just some of the things that can leave sufferers feeling mentally and physically shattered. Dogs love you unconditionally and they will never abandon you. Instead, they stay with you in a non-judgmental fashion and will be there for you when you need them most. They have a soothing nature that can calm episodes of rage and leave you feeling more relaxed and less anxious. In a way, they are a little like a mood stabilizer. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. There are a number of things that can cause post-traumatic stress disorder, but each way results in very similar effects. Flashbacks, where they vividly relive traumatic events, coupled with night terrors, are just some of the ways why those with PTSD find it so hard to function. Dogs have been proven as an effective form of therapy, and their presence can leave you feeling more secure in your environment, as they will let you know if anything is wrong. The release of oxytocin when stroking them has a calming effect on the mind, and they provide the perfect way to start learning how to trust others again, as a dog will never betray you. Your dog can help you through more than you think, and the conditions listed here are just some of the ones that benefit from canine companionship. The bond between you and your dog is strong, and you might be surprised to discover just how sensitive they are to your emotions. So next time things are getting on top of you, go give your pooch a long hug. One thing to bear in mind though is that the number of dogs being stolen is on the rise, with most being grabbed from their gardens. With popular breeds changing hands for thousands of pounds, potential owners are urged to only buy from reputable breeders. Police figures suggest that at least 2,290 dogs were abducted last year, 6% more than in 2022. English Bulldogs, French Bulldogs, and XL Bullies were the most frequently stolen breeds, according to insurer Direct Line. They say only around one in six, 16% of dogs were found and returned to their owners, which is the lowest level since they started tracking the data in 2015. English Bulldogs and Frenchies are often advertised for around £3,000, making the illegal trade very attractive to criminals. The Metropolitan Police registered the most thefts, with 359 dogs reported missing across London, followed by the Kent Police 138 and West Yorkshire Police 125. Sadly, dog theft is obviously very attractive to callous thieves, said Beverly Cuddy, the editor of Dogs Today magazine, a patron of Stolen and Missing Pets Alliance and founder of dog homing website Bark Angel. The Theft Act still treats this crime as no more significant than the theft of a mobile phone. So all our pets are at risk of abduction. The Pet Abduction Bill will hopefully punish dog thefts more severely, but more needs to be done to change the way dogs are treated as mere commodities by the law. She says we can make it harder for impulsive criminals by never leaving dogs tied up outside shops and protecting them when at home. Most were stolen from their back gardens, and shockingly, almost three quarters of owners did not get their pets back in 2023.